Good evening, lovelies. Welcome to another episode of Coffee, Candy, and Creatives. I am excited and honored to be able to present the interview that you are about to hear. I was blessed to be able to speak with Kyle Westfall about his new documentary, Let Me Be Me. It's directed by Dan Crane and Katie Tabor. When the Westfall family learned that their 6-year-old Kyle was on the autism spectrum, they feared they might never develop a real connection to their child. He was withdrawn and constantly wrapping himself in fabric and blankets. He was retreating from the world around him. His family was determined to find a way to connect. They embarked on an intense and radical journey which involved compassionately joining Kyle in his unique behaviors. In the film, it's 20 years later and the entire family looks back at Kyle's journey with candor and humor. It reveals what happens when a boy who used fabric as his shield to hide himself grows up to become a fashion designer. And he's a very talented fashion designer. Let Me Be Me is available on demand now. The link is in the bio. This episode is sponsored in part by residential realtor Esther Greaves. She is licensed in both Kansas and Missouri, and she's been serving the KC metro area since 2006. Her local areas include South Kansas City, downtown Kansas City, Leawood, Overland Park, Lee Summit, and Cass County. For all of your residential real estate needs in the KC metro area, look up Esther Greaves at gladheartrealty.com. As the mother of an autistic child, this film is a subject that is very close to my heart, and it's inspiring, and it gives a lot of people a lot of hope. And it also spreads a message that autism is not a disease. Being on the spectrum does not mean that you're weird or off. They're creative, they are smart, they're brilliant, they're quirky, they're beautiful, and we love them very much. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite beverage. I'm gonna go dry my tears because I got a little emotional. Cuddle up with your host pup because she needs it and enjoy the show. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Oh my gosh, you guys. Kyle, first of all, hello. Hi. I am so excited by your story. And I don't want to take up all the time talking about this, but I also am a mom to an autistic child and he was watching it with me. I just wanted you to know that, all three of you, and he was riveted. And so you guys, okay. No, I don't want to get emotional. Tell me, Kyle, your designs, your fashion is so beautiful. It's stunning. I wanted to get that out of the way. It's fabulous. I can't get over it. And the fact my child is 20 as well. This film and your story specifically gives me such hope that this trial and the struggles that autistic people and their families and their friends go through ultimately has such a happy ending.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, I have a lot of fun designing fashion. It's basically one of my loves. It's how I speak. It's how I communicate, or one of the ways I've said, you know, obviously talking to you now, but, you know, it's something I really enjoy, and I'm really glad you found hope in that. And, that means the world to me. It truly does.
As you're doing fashion, are you inspired by kind of your interior voice, or do you like to watch other designers' work and things like that?
That's a great question. I really love, you know, I love observing what's going on in the fashion world, what other designers are doing. But, you know, having a great interior dialogue, a great inner voice, having a great message, something you want to put out there in terms of, you know, in terms of what you design, I think it's just a part of me. And it's just something that I've always had kind of wanted to put out there.
Right. And fashion is definitely such an art as well. I think people tend to forget that. They think painting or they think music or dance, but fashion is absolutely right up, you know, right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Dan and Katie, how did you guys come into this? How did you learn of the Westfall family and Kyle?
I had the pleasure of meeting Kyle's mom, Jen, and she started to tell me a bit about their story and a bit about sort of what was available in terms of filmmaker tools, meaning the archive of his child, the time in the room and the work they had done, as well as filming that they had done at Drexel. So when I got involved, a lot of that footage at Drexel already existed. So this was kind of remarkable that these different pieces of this story were already you know, available, and that Jen knew, you know, I think there's really something here and something more to build on. And we quickly started talking about needing to add the family's voices in to kind of have this reach its full potential, because of course this is Kyle's story, but we don't get the full sense of kind of, you know, the pebble in the ocean that makes all these ripples that Kyle is until we can hear from the family and kind of get this full 360 picture of what life was like in the Westfall house back then, you know, through these intervening teenage years, and what these family relationships were like now. So after one conversation with her, I was riveted and fascinated. And then when I went deeper and was able to kind of start watching through the archive, I knew that I really wanted to be involved in this story. And it just, I mean, to hear you, you know, say the word you said at the beginning and about how, what it has meant to both you and your son, I mean, it just like that wraps it all up, right? Like that's just the filmmaker's greatest hope, that we can really, you know, use storytelling to reach people in that way.
Right. And I mean, at the very, very least of it is you feel seen, you feel recognized. Like, oh my God, I am not the only one that got kicked in the face while changing the diaper or has been looked at strange in the grocery store. And you want to, as a parent, you want to start a fight because you know that your child is not acting up. They're not misbehaving. They don't need to be spanked. And some of the footage from
Sunrise.
When the teacher or the, you know, the therapist slapped the little girl's hand, I wanted to reach through the screen because violence is not what they need. Understanding is what they need. And like Kyle's parents did and the volunteers did by joining him in his fun, strange, wacky, offbeat, whatever world that makes sense to him, instead of trying to force him to adapt to the world around him, that's where it's at. That's what people need to realize. And I know there's been, not to get off on a tangent with it, but I know there's been a lot of pushback from people that are on the spectrum against behavior therapies because they don't want to be molded into what society or what the world thinks that they should look like. And Kyle is, you guys all, but Kyle specifically, trailblazing to show you don't have to be quote unquote normal to be mega successful, mega talented, and an amazing human being.
So. Oh, thank you. No, I really appreciate where you're coming from and what you've been saying. I think, you know, for me, the program really was, and this is my own personal journey, was really about, you know, empowering the individual to be where they are and to accomplish the goals that they want to accomplish. And so, you know, yeah, there's this amazing joining, there's this radical acceptance, there's this, you know, journey of love, but then there's also this push to sort of say, okay, how can we take this radical love? And then also how can we, you know, or how can we, but the, really I, you know, really emerge into the world and really, you know, sort of their goals became my goals. And it was really about, at the end, it was really about me accomplishing what I wanted to accomplish. And so for me, I consider that to be, you know, being fully immersed. But I think, you know, it's that building that yellow brick road. It's, you know, every little step, every little thing that you do, you know, that's, you know, building a skill, whether it's, you know, like, you know, having a conversation with a friend, inviting a friend over to your house, or, you know, building on every little social cue or detail. I think it's just really about learning how to empower yourself and lead to where you want to be. And so that's what I think is a huge part of the film too.
Absolutely. And you can see in your parents' eyes and in their voices that it was an absolute journey of love, but also probably a journey of, you know, frustration and not against you specifically, but just at the situation. Because I think as a parent, or as a, you know, family member or loved one, we want to, in a protective way, we want you to look or be like the rest of society. And it's not because we don't love you and it's not because we think there's anything wrong with you, but to protect you, we know that anything different, right? Anything offbeat or strange is looked at so differently, whether it's the color of skin, whether it's, you know, you're stimming or you're spinning or, and I think as a parent, in the best of intentions, we try to put you into a box that you guys don't always fit into, right? And I think it's, this film is so important to people to watch it and realize that we don't need to be putting people on the spectrum into boxes. We need to get into the boxes and we need to break down the box walls, right?
Yeah. And that's such a really important saying. And I think, you know, one of the things that I've sort of been building on this quote is sort of the idea of, you know, it's like people say, like, you shouldn't throw stones at glass houses. So my thing is, you know, instead of throwing stones at each other's glass houses, let's pick up the pieces and build each other into something beautiful and unique. And I think that what you're saying is kind of playing off of that in terms of, you know, yeah, there's radical acceptance. Yeah, there's all this stuff. And I think, you know, I think it's cool to understand how the world operates. And so I think it's not one or the other. I think it's just, it's the understanding of why everything is. And I think, you know, I think there's, we can totally accept our radical self and everything that's unique and beautiful and special about us. And then also, you know, we can build our own skill, sort of build our own skills to be out there in the world. And so I think this film really does that. You really get to see acceptance, building and learning and loving and appreciating one another.
Right. And I feel like there's an absolute benefit to sometimes, for instance, my son's in the other room. He's just obsessed with learning how to code and do things on the computer. And with you, it's fashion. But that's kind of like an ace up your sleeve. That's a secret superpower, because the ability to hyper-focus and be so intent and persistent and dare we say stubborn about things, it lends itself to success.
Yeah, in a way it does. I think, there is that, you know, that hyper-focusedness can help in some ways. It's not something that I really deal with now. It's something that I've dealt with more in my past. But I think for me, it's really, you know, using the focus and stuff that I learned and stuff that I appreciate about the spectrum. And it's really about how do I now sort of recognize my past and where I was? And then also, you know, how am I able to be out in the world and, you know, have conversations and really, you know, be a fully very present individual. It's not one or the other. I think it's really about learning the whole. It's about the whole person and their view and their journey, and then really building off of that. So I think I kind of go back to empowering yourself. It's really about how do we empower ourselves. And I think this film is a great message about empowerment.
Absolutely. And Dan, how did you come on board with this?
I kind of came on board through sort of through the Documentary World Network. I was introduced to Jen and to the story, and kind of came in when the bulk of the production had completed, and it was really just a job of trying to find a structure of the film that really connected. And we did a few more interviews with some people just to get some other voices in the film. I kind of just worked with a new editor to kind of help, you know, tell the story in a new way that seemed to land.
Right. I know I've spoken to documentary filmmakers, and it's funny how the difference between, you know, writing a feature film or a fictitious film is you write the story first and then people act it out. But here now you're coming in, you have to make the story fit what's already happened, put the pieces in order, the puzzle pieces, we can make a pun. So you come in after everything's done and you're like, okay, no, we need more input on this, that, and the other, and just kind of fit it in. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I think that it's, you know, I know that, like, working on if you work on a project for a long time, you, you know, it can get to the point where you sort of stop seeing things because, you know, you've been working with it for so long. And sometimes it's nice to just have like a fresh pair of eyes to come in and look at, you know, take mm-hmm. another approach or whatever. And I think, you know, I don't want to speak for Katie or anything, but I think it, you know, I knew she was on this project for a long time. And I think it, you know, it's sometimes it just, you know, yeah, you need that kind of.
Right. You do. You need that outside. Yeah. Fresh pair of eyes, outside voice, yeah. Because as you said, Katie was in, you know, immersed in it, in the family, yeah. And in the life. And it's kind of like when you marry into a family and then like your sister meets that family and they're like, you know, did you realize that, you know, they all wear green on Sundays? No, I never noticed. Yeah. But that's awesome. So I know it's releasing on the 25th, is it?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, and today's a week from now. It's going to be theatrical and video on demand.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Are you going to do the major cities first? Los Angeles, New York?
We're starting in New York at Quad Cinema next weekend, next weekend, the Friday. We're excited.
Okay. Is there a website that people can go to?
I think it's letmebemefilm.com.
Okay. All right. Letmebemefilm.com. Awesome sauce. I just have a couple quick questions for Kyle before we have to go. Kyle, do you consider yourself, for lack of a better word, cured of autism, or do you feel like you have it managed?
That's a great question, Pop. For me, I consider myself to be fully emerged. And that is, it's not necessarily, you know, I respect my past about autism. And I respect, what I mean by that is, you know, I honor that journey that I had. And I really, I don't really consider myself to be in that place anymore. But I can definitely, there are aspects that I bring, I would say I've constantly learned from autism over the years. And so it's kind of this ambiguous space of, you know, it's kind of like I always say, and I said this in the Q&A, it's sort of like autism for me is sort of like, you know, you have this childhood box of toys you take out from the closet, you can open it up and you can play with the toys again. And it feels familiar and it's awesome. And then, you know, at the end of the day, you can put the toys away, you can close the box and you can put the box back in the closet. So it's really, you know, something that I see more in my past, but it's not really, it doesn't really affect me so much personally right now, but I feel I really honor my past and my journey. So yeah, I hope I answered your question.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I feel like for people, for family members, friends, parents that watch the film that have a young, or as we call them, a little one that's just getting this diagnosis. And I, really quickly, I know that in the late 90s, early 2000s, your mother was absolutely right. They would say, oh, they're retarded. Oh, they're hyperactive. They're ADD. They're slow. They're mentally delayed. All of those things. And then when you finally get a diagnosis of autism at that time period, it was like, oh, great. We have an answer. What is that? Oh, well, there's 1,000 different things that it could be under this umbrella. Okay, well, that just clears everything up. So I love that it's so detailed in the film for people now. Even though we've come so far, there's still a lot of misdiagnosis. There's still a lot of misunderstanding. And this film is going to help clear up a lot of it and to show that autistic kids, autistic adults are not bad. They're not bad behaved, spoiled. You know, my son would have a meltdown in the store and, oh, look at the temper tantrum. It's not a temper tantrum. He's absolutely overwhelmed by everything that's in the store right now. So thank you so much, you guys, for making this film. And I can't wait for so many people to see it. And I hope that it's okay that I tell every person that I know about it.
Absolutely okay.
Absolutely.
People on the spectrum need recognition, respect, and understanding. I think there's a lot of that missing in general in our society, but specifically with people, for lack of a better word, that are disabled. And we don't suffer from autism. We live with autism. We do what we have to do to keep on. And Kyle's story is so hopeful and so joyful. I'm so happy that I got to talk to you guys about it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Again, thank you 1,000 times. I wish my son would come say hello, but
thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for making it. And I hope that you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this creative conversation. Be sure to follow me on social media. I am Pup Duffy basically everywhere. You can follow the show on Facebook. It's Coffee, Candy, and Creatives. Head over to beunique.org. Like, follow, and support my beautiful humans over there. Be sure to check out my sponsor. And for your own sponsorship or interview opportunities, please email me at pup4ccc@gmail.com. If you like the music you're hearing, head on over to RaleighKeegan.com and do yourself a favor and buy this album. You can download it or you can have a physical CD. You can also keep up to date on tour dates and future releases. As always, take care of each other, love each other, watch each other's back, and I'll see you next time.